Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy, bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Maple, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're discussing a recent clinical trial, the Panoramic NOR trial, which investigates whether a specific antiviral treatment called ritonavir, commonly known as Paxlovid, can help prevent long COVID symptoms in adults. This study is particularly important as long COVID has emerged as a significant public health concern, affecting many people worldwide. It presents a growing burden on healthcare systems, with symptoms that can linger long after the initial COVID-19 infection. Let's unpack the findings of this study. The trial recruited about 2,000 non-pregnant adults aged 18 to 64 who were experiencing acute COVID-19 symptoms for no more than 5 days. Participants were randomly assigned to receive either the antiviral treatment or a placebo that looked and felt identical to the treatment. This double-blind method is crucial in clinical trials, as it helps eliminate bias in both participants' and researchers' perceptions of the treatment's efficacy. The primary goal was to see if a 5-day course of Paxlovid could reduce the prevalence of long COVID symptoms, which include fatigue, shortness of breath, and cognitive difficulties, at 3 months and beyond. The researcher specifically defined long COVID as the development of new symptoms or the persistence of existing symptoms 3 months after infection. The symptoms they primarily focused on for their analysis were fatigue, dyspnea, feeling breathless or having trouble breathing, and cognitive symptoms related to memory and concentration. The exciting aspect here lies in the treatment. Paxlovid works by preventing the virus that causes COVID-19 from multiplying in the body. It's already known to reduce the severity of acute COVID-19, but whether it could also help prevent the long-term effects was still an open question. This trial aims to fill that gap by providing a randomized, placebo-controlled comparison that's key for robust findings. What's interesting is that this trial, which began recruiting participants in May 2023 and is expected to continue into 2025, not only assesses a variety of symptoms over an extended follow-up period of up to 2 years but also includes various sub-studies. These will explore deeper aspects of long COVID, such as brain health and immune responses. Now, let's talk about some critique regarding this study. While it's praised for its methodological transparency and the strong design that includes an intention to treat analysis, there are some limitations as well. One significant point is the discussion around data availability. While the authors plan to publish their findings, they haven't specified if raw data will be made publicly available post-study. This is crucial for other researchers wanting to verify or build upon the work. Moreover, despite the thoroughness of their methods, the trial primarily focuses on a pharmaceutical intervention. It doesn't directly address complications associated with long COVID or alternative therapeutic strategies beyond the antiviral treatment. While the novelty of using an existing treatment to manage long-term symptoms is interesting, critics highlight that this approach may not encompass the full landscape of recovery from COVID-19. So, as we await results from the Panoramic NOR trial, we keep in mind the evolving understanding of COVID-19 and its long-term effects. If Paxlovid shows promise not just during acute infection but also as a preventive measure against lingering symptoms, it could change the landscape of COVID-19 treatment significantly. Before we wrap up, it's essential to highlight the considerable interest and urgency surrounding effective strategies for dealing with long COVID. As more people are affected, research like this becomes integral to guiding public health responses and treatments. For now, that's a wrap on today's episode of SciBud. If you're intrigued by these ongoing investigations into COVID-19 and long COVID, stay tuned. We'll be sure to keep you updated on new results and findings as they come out. Thank you for listening, and remember, science is everywhere, and so is your curiosity. Until next time, I'm Maple, signing off from SciBud.